الحمد لله الحمد لله مبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في القرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ولقد نصركم الله ببدر وأنتم مذلة فاتقوا الله لعلكم تشكرون إذ تقول للمؤمنين ألن يكفيكم أن يمدكم ربكم بثلاثة آلاف من الملائكة منزلين بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين وما جعله الله إلا بشرى لكم ولتطمئن قلوبكم به وما النصر إلا من عند الله العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in yesterday's lesson we spoke about the Ghazwat Uhud, the expedition of Uhud, and we spoke about why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discussed the Ghazwa of Uhud before Badr. In today's lesson, of course, the details of the expedition of Badr is given in the books of Seerah, and here we can just give the gist of certain incidents that occurred in the battle of Badr, and we will tie them up with the verses that have come revealed. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٍ. Of course, we see Badr, the first clash, armed clash, the first armed qital between al-kuffar and al-muslimin happened in the second year after Hijrah, between al-muslimin and al-kuffar. It happened at a place called Badr. Now the Muslims, as we know, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a Nabi, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 13 years in Makkah al-Mukarramah giving da'wah in Allah, inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving da'wah to Tawheed. And during that time, the kuffar, they hurt, injured, troubled, and they attacked the Muslims, those who accepted Islam. They suffered a lot. They went through a lot at the hands of the kuffar. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout that time, he was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue upon his da'wah and not to retaliate. Now when the Muslims were coming from Makkah to Medina, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was migrating, then too, they didn't leave Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to migrate peacefully en route to Medina Munawwara. They still troubled him. And even the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they were migrating and making hijrah, they troubled them. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba came into Medina, the non-Muslims were still coming there and troubling them. So we see that the kuffar, right from the beginning of Islam, they always attacked the Muslims and troubled them, and they didn't give them a chance in Makkah al-Mukarramah to make da'wah in Allah and for them to practice their deen how they wanted to practice. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now in Medina Munawwara, and now the verses are revealed. This is when it was permissible for them to now retaliate. And why was it permissible? Quran even explains this. أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا. It is now in Medina Munawwara, and permission is now given for the Muslims to now fight against the kuffar. Why? Because they have been oppressed. All along they were oppressed. Now the Muslims, of course, even after coming to Medina Munawwara, the zulam is continuing. So they have to defend themselves. How are they going to defend themselves other than doing it in the form of jihad? So jihad was then permitted for them in Medina Munawwara. So here the first armed clash and battle that took place happened to be at a place called Badr. And what happened here at Badr, just to give you just to mention to you the cause for the incident of the Ghazwa, of the expedition of Badr. Abu Sufyan had a caravan coming from Sham. At that time he was a non-Muslim, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, they decided to intercept this caravan. And in this caravan there were the bada'i, the goods. So they had a great investment of wealth of the mushrikeen, of the kuffar, and this caravan was now coming to Makkah Mukarrama via Badr, and it was coming from Sham. So the Muslims went there. So at that time Abu Sufyan, somehow he learned that the Muslims are now coming for this caravan. So he sent a message with one person by the name of Bambam Ghifari. At that time he was non-Muslim, and he came to the kuffar telling them that, you know what, he needs an army to be sent out immediately. And then Abu Jahl mobilized an army and sent thousands thousand kuffar. So these thousand kuffar went, and while they were on the way now towards Madinah Munawwara, towards Badr, Abu Sufyan, somehow he managed to escape the Muslims and he used another route. He went through the coastal route and now he's on his way again to Makkah Mukarramah. And he sent a message again to Abu Jahl saying that please don't come. So Abu Jahl, he insisted and he wanted to continue. He didn't stop. And Abu Sufyan came out with this army of 1,000. Some say it was 950 of the kuffar. They went back to Makkah Mukarramah and the balance continued with Abu Sufyan. So they came at Badr. Badr is a place which is ma'ruf for its bi'r. There's a well there. And some say the person who had founded and established that was a person by the name of Badr ibn Narain. That is why this entire place is now ma'ruf and recognized by this person's name, Badr. So at this place, Allah now talks about this incident. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ. Let's tie up the two verses. If we looked at the previous verse when we spoke about Uhud, we said the last verse that Allah says, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The Muslims should place their trust in Allah. In other words, you are going out here for a good cause. And since you have to do this, because it is hard now, remember in every event, in every case, Allah's, if you have your tawakkul in Allah, then have your trust in Allah and now put your reliance in Allah and Allah will definitely help you because Allah is with you. So here Allah says, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّ. It is not your number. It's not the equipment that you have. Because Allah says, certainly He helped you at Badr when you had nothing. You were a little weak army in number and in equipment. How many Muslims were there? There were approximately 300 to 330 Muslims. And equipment-wise, they didn't have much. They only had about two horses and they had 70 camels upon which they would take turns. So they had nothing in number, nothing in equipment. Now they are here at this place called Badr. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. The army is coming, an army of 1,000. So Allah is showing you, you see, وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. If you put your trust, if you place your trust in Allah, how Allah will help you even when you are small in number. Remember, Allah speaks about, in another place in the Quran, Allah speaks about Hunayn. And then Allah says that إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ. Your numbers pleased you there. In other words, there you had a big force. But did that force help you? فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شِيَعَ. The force at that time didn't help you. The whole idea is to always keep your trust in Allah and not in the sabab. The means, they are just means. But they will only, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to work, it will work. If Allah doesn't want it to work, it wouldn't work. Everything happens through yaqeen and tawakkul in Allah first, and then we make use of asbab. So فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Fear Allah. It is hopeful of you that you give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now see what happens. إِذْ تَقُولُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَلَيْ يَكْفِيَكُمْ أَن يُمِدَّكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِثَلَاثَةِ آلَافٍ. Remember the time when you were, recall the time when you were addressing the believers saying, is it not enough for you that Allah is now going to assist you? 3,000 malaika who are going to be sent down. What happened here was, when the mushrikeen were now coming, they were getting aid from other disbelievers as well. So the Muslims were hearing of this, so they were getting worried. So see what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling them, the malaika are going to come. What more do you want? 3,000 malaika. Bala. Yes, of course. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send down this malaika and this is enough. But then Allah says, in tasbiru, if you make sabr. Watattaqu, you fear Allah. Wayatukum. See, Allah is talking about sabr, having taqwa. This is the exact same thing Allah spoke about. Just before we spoke about the battle of Uhud, Allah said, wa in tasbiru wa تَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If you make sabr, you have fear in Allah, then they kaid, they can devise whatever schemes, they can plot whatever plan they want to do. It will never ever harm you in the least. But that is why in Ghazwa, in the Ghazwa of Uhud, that temporary loss that we see the Muslims suffered was on account of them not acting fully upon the dictates and demands of that verse. So again, Allah is bringing our attention to something here. Again, the same thing. Make sabr, make taqwa, because have your tawakkul in Allah. وَيَأْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ. And if they have to come to you and advance and attack you again, then Allah can send down 5,000 malaika. And these 5,000 malaika, how will they make their appearance? They will make their appearance known by having distinct marks. You'll know exactly who they are. But of course, this didn't happen. 3,000 malaika were sent. Why didn't this not happen? Because at the kuffar at that time, they did not get the aid from the other kuffar around them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had no need to send down the 5,000 malaika. 3,000 was sufficient. And we see this was a clear victory for the Muslims. The last verse here, Allah says, وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ. Remember, Allah doesn't need to send out. See, this is a bushra. This is a glad tidings. If I tell you, Malaika are going to come to assist you, of course, this is something that will make everybody happy because we know this is how victory is going to come. But Allah says, Allah just send this as a bushra. It's just to give you glad tidings and for your heart to feel, you know, وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِهِ, for your heart to now feel easy, to feel your heart feels that contentment that now we are going to get some help coming from Allah. But in reality, this is something that was not needed by, Allah didn't need to send a malaika to give victory towards to the Muslims. وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِدِ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ. Allah makes reference to that point here, that victory comes from Allah, the All-Powerful, whose ways prevail, the one who is wise. In other words, Allah can do so even without sending malaika. Allah just send them so that it gives you glad tidings that you are going to be victorious in this battle, and so that your heart can feel content at that time. Wa akhi da'wana alhamdulillah.